Congratulations, it's been a tour de force today, hasn't it?
Yes, I like to do it, and I think that people like it also.
Yes, absolutely. They really appreciate it, and it's true, it's not something that we have done until now in a systematic way. We have the usual meeting during the assemblies with the chairs of the geopolitical groups, but as you say, they need a life in between the assemblies.
Yes, why not? They have the freedom to do it. If they have freedom, they just need to have the capacity to create something more and
Yes.
not wait for the assemblies. It's what I'm
Exactly.
trying.
Yes.
It's what I'm trying.
And
Okay.
with the chairs of the groups, they were all present. It
Yes.
lasted an hour and a half. I thought it was a very substantive meeting.
Yes.
They came with their own ideas and suggestions. That's very good.
I like it. I like it so much. With the people from the ex-com, it is different, of course. Some are more bigger participation than others. But okay, it's what we have there. We will see how it work next Monday. But I prefer to break the ice, may I say,
Yes.
with this meeting, because if they wish to tell me something, they can do it, and not wait for the meeting of the executive committee. But now we have a problem with Grulak. I think two of them call us. Said that they are not available because something happened in the parliament, Suriname and Uruguay. And we wait until now, 15 minutes for the others. I think it's enough.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
15 minutes, it's the time that someone can have a delay. But more than 15 minutes, okay, if they are not available, we will try to have other day to that meeting. But to be with the presence of them, of course.
Yes. Yes, Cuba, it's their last their concluding oh, Cuba was replaced by Uruguay. Yes,
Yes,
indeed.
it is.
And Suriname, Melvin is representing the Forum of Young Parliamentarians. I think, if we can, in future, the second member from GRULAC is Juan Pablo Letelier from Chile, but he's also involved with a lot of projects, and it's not always easy. He's a very valuable person. He has a lot to contribute. He's a human rights champion. But he's not always available.
Okay, thank you so much. We will try to see. About that idea that I present to create a award, a democracy award, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea because the IPU is about democracy and human rights. It's true that we're also a very political organization. And there have been attempts in the past to have the IPU involved in different kinds of awards. And it is a discussion. I made a note to look up the note from our previous discussion on this subject. You saw China took note of the proposal and they said it will require further discussion. But generally, the policy has been for the IPU to protect itself in the sense of not giving awards to individuals, because then you may be under pressure, different types of pressure to acknowledge, different people, different individuals. And the policy until now has been, we've been involved with the Future Policy Award, where the IPU acknowledges good practices and good policies and not individuals.
Okay.
This does not mean that things cannot change. I think it's worth having a serious discussion in the executive committee and seeing what appetite there is for this. And on our end, I promise tomorrow to look up the previous notes
yes,
that we had
yes.
on this subject so that we can share it with your office for the discussion on Monday.
Thank you so much. No, it is a very important information for me to understand the feeling of the group about it, of course. Then, I understand quite well what you said. Okay, we may change this award to a special program. It's another thing. But if we ever give an award to a personality, I understand, and I will not propose, for instance, that Portugal or Japan may present someone from China. Because if we open this door, we never know what may happen. So I think that, but if Japan or South Korea or Burundi became more democratical, they have someone that they wish to nominate to this. This is a nomination of the parliament, and so not a nomination of other parliaments to someone from other country. Because we will interfere in the political issues, internal political issues, and we will have a problem. But if a country wish to propose someone, okay, maybe the political problem is not so huge. Of course, they may present it for 2021, for 2022, for 2023. They can repeat, of course, if that person is available. And also, we may try to have, may I say, not a public manifestation about the names of the candidates to protect
yes.
To protect them. And the committee will say only we received 11 candidates from different countries. We propose to give the award this year to the Mr. blah, 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 blah from Burundi. Okay. And so no one will be in a fragile situation because his name was on the table and was not elected as the personality of the year, may I say.
So, yes.
Some ideas.
No, absolutely. Yes. It's very, very interesting. And as you say, a very important question is who can make the submissions? If it's the chair of a geopolitical group or a speaker of parliament as the president of the IPU group, there may be some challenges there. But if it's more of an open process where MPs can propose their colleagues, or maybe even civil society can propose MPs who they perceive as, you know, I'm thinking, for example, you mentioned Saber Chowdhury. He has a fantastic story to tell, in the sense that he was a political prisoner. He went through a very difficult time. He was elected to parliament as a backbencher, and he helped draft legislation abolishing torture in Bangladesh. And it's only much later that he was, you know, he became part of the majority in parliament. So he really, he suffered in order to reach, you know, where he is today.
Yes, amazing. It is the kind of people that we may give the prize, the award, without problem. But, okay. We will discuss, and I will wait your notes, because it will be very important to feel the atmosphere of the group about this issue.
Yeah. Excellent. And Mr. President, if I have you on the phone, can I just for 1 minute...
Yeah.
Share with you, because it's not something that we really put in.
Agora quer saber o que é que a senhora tem. começa a tentar. Não, se calhar ficou sem bateria. Já me aconteceu. Portanto, temos que preparar esses estatutos em que a nomeação.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, I got disconnected.
No, it happens to everyone.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I sent you earlier today the general note on universal membership, which includes an annex on the history of relations between the IPU and the US Congress. Okay. And there's a lot of information there. What we did not put in writing, because it's super sensitive, and which has to do with Nancy Pelosi, is the fact that we had a very good opening 2008 to 2010 with her. It was the time of Mr. Cassini. He went to Washington. She is also of Italian descent, so he was very warm to Mr. Cassini. She hosted an e-parliament conference of the IPU and the United Nations in 2009 on Capitol Hill, and she sent a delegation to the Addis Ababa Assembly. The delegation, they were all Democrats. Ultimately, they went back with a favorable recommendation for the US Congress to rejoin the IPU, but there was an incident that she is aware of. Because we were in Ethiopia and we did not have full control over the registrations, the Palestine delegation included members from Hamas. So as you know, there is US legislation in place currently that prevents the US from joining any organization which has Palestine as a fully fledged member. That is why they left UNESCO a few years ago. So we need, in 2009 or 2010, in the Senate, when you had John Kerry and Richard Lugar, they advanced the State Department Authorization Bill with the recommendation for the IPU to rejoin, for the US to rejoin the IPU. But I believe from what Gabriela was also saying, for Nancy Pelosi, in the back of her mind, Palestine is still an issue. So I think it's a great idea that you are planning a visit to Washington, D.C. to resume these links. The new chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is Jeffrey Meeks. He's a member of the Pan-American Caucus, Black Caucus. He knows the IPU. He attended our hearing in New York. But it's, you know, we have a great window of opportunity, but it's not going to be easy.
Okay, thank you so much. But as I understood, the problem is Palestine.
It may be Palestine, because the Palestine, and we're not going to change that, of course. Palestine is a fully fledged member of the IPU.
But
and for a lot of members, this is taboo.
Okay, I know, and we need to accept it, and we need to accept it. But we need to tell them, if Israel accepts the presence of the Palestinians, and we have a Middle East question where we have people from Israel and people from Palestine together to discuss the issue of the Middle East, why the others are more sensitive to this issue than Israel?
Correct, yes. We tried, this is a very important connection, in 2015 when we had the Speakers Conference in New York. We talked with Speaker Edelstein, and he hosted a dinner in New York with Elliot Engel, who at that time was the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and he was representing the U.S. Congress to the Speakers Conference. We did not have a speaker in 2015. But you are right. I mean, the United Kingdom, Israel, the strategic partners of the U.S. can help reinforce this very important message that Israel sees value in this relationship. The U.S. was very active during the Cold War, and now they are in a place where they need to rebuild their credibility and their relations in the world vis-a-vis Iran, vis-a-vis China, vis-a-vis so many countries, and IPU can be a very useful platform.
Okay, thank you so much. It is very important to have the knowledge of all history. If not, we will begin again, always from the beginning. But with your remarks, it is very clever to study the best approach to that visit. Maybe the chair of the British group can join us.
Yes, yeah. And I think, if I may, also maybe your Portuguese ambassador in Washington can give you some good advice regarding the timing, because I'm thinking if the inauguration is on the 20th, February may be a very, very difficult time for them. They are reorganizing. They have a lot on their plate with all the things that, you know, the whole transition that needs to take place. So I don't know, my own personal opinion, maybe March or April, but people in Washington, I think, can advise you best on, you know, what would work.
Thank you. Thank you. I will talk with the Portuguese ambassador this week, tomorrow or Wednesday, and then I will report to you as well.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for your collaboration, for your time during all this day. It was very important for me, and we will be in touch. We need to work together for 3 years, and next Monday we will meet again during the executive committee.
Absolutely, we look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please keep safe.
You too, have a good evening.
Good evening.
All the best.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.